Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. Okay, so big welcome to today's podcast, and I do have a very special guest for you. Before I introduce you to Julie New again, who's been on before, which is wonderful. The topic today is going to be all about pain and body pain and back pain and being in and out of a vicious cycle of that, and what happens when we don't look after ourselves, basically don't look after our bodies enough. And it starts to fall apart. It's not fun when it falls apart, but often it can be preventative. And we thought we'd come along and talk about this topic today. But before we do talk about the topic, welcome back to Julie, who is also my sister, but is also a fellow author, personal recovery coach, founder of Changes Forever, and author of two amazing books called Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden and The Grief Garden Path. Welcome back, Julie.
Well, thank you very much.
You're back. Now, is Sweet the Cat with you? Because the first ever episode with you was the most listened to episode ever.
Really?
Sweet the Cat. Is Sweet here with you today?
No, he is not. And Sweet is in. Yeah, Sweet is Sweet, isn't he, really? Yeah. He's doing Sweet things. Yes, so Sweep, just so everybody knows who Sweep is, he's our 15-year-old Persian cat, and he is quite a character, isn't he, Bev?
Yeah, he is. And he was very, very vocal. He really wanted to have his voice.
he always is. Yeah, he's the boss out of all of us in the house. He is the one. Yes, and he is choosing now to not. In fact, I saw the vet with him on Wednesday, and she said, "Has he started using his litter tray yet?" And we just think it's his age. We've had him tested and all sorts. So yeah, unfortunately.
Oh dear.
But people really don't want to hear about that, do they?
Yeah, but the first ever episode, Sweet was a real character, meowed a lot. So if you haven't listened to that one, definitely tune into that one too, because that would be really good. So we thought we'd talk about this today. Now, Julie, you've shared some of your own vicious cycle pain, back pain journeys, and you're not able to do things that you love. A lot of people want to do something like Pilates exercise because it supports the body and it enables people to do things that they love. And for you, some of those things are spinning on a bicycle, looking after your grandson, gardening, that sort of thing. So where are you at now? And I'm really proud of you that you did practice your Pilates over the Christmas period, because what seems to happen with you is if you don't look after yourself and you don't do enough exercise and strengthening and stretching and practice in between Pilates lessons with me on Zoom, then you can end up at the osteopath in pain, wasting time, money, and then not able to do your passions. So where are you at now? So I'd like to say well done for coming back, being okay after having a little holiday.
Today, I did a class, didn't I, this morning, a Pilates class, and I was pretty advanced, actually, I think, in the exercises I was doing. I've got no pain in my back at all, I'm doing all right. But there have been many times before, haven't there, where I will not do exercise, or I won't do regular, you know, I'll get really busy and I'll put off doing a class, or just recently, actually, I'm not sleeping very well. I may as well just use the word, it's it's the dreaded menopause, which I thought I'd got away with, but actually I haven't, have I? So the lack of sleep, I sometimes I'll sleep longer in the morning, and I'll miss my class. So, and then I'll have the every good intention to catch up on my class, and then but then I won't. So when I land up, it can be very acute, can't it? The pain, and I land up at the osteopath, which then of course costs me, you know, money. So it's that vicious circle that actually you don't really need to go in if you do, you know, with the work that you do, with me, and all the clients that you work with, you know, we have classes, but we also have access to 6 minutes a day, which 100% keeps my back, you know, okay. And, you know, so that I can, like you say, I can go spinning, I can look after Roman, I can, you know, live my life and sit, you know, it's just whether it's just sitting watching TV, you know, sometimes, you know, when you've got acute back pain, you can't even do that.
That's so true. I had a client this week said exactly the same thing. In fact, she then, so I was teaching her monthly one-to-one, then she does weekly class, and she showed my name, the cat was there, and then she showed me a settee. She said, oh, I have a problem in the evenings. If I fall asleep on the settee, then that makes my back hurt. But then when she does sit in front of the TV, she has a back support that she actually sits with on the settee. And I said, oh, would you take a photo of that? Because I think that would actually help a lot, maybe you listening, or my clients as well, that actually a lot of sofas and comfy chairs aren't really designed to have the natural curve of the spine and things like that. No. I mean, personally, I avoid sitting on the settee. I like to lie down on my back with my knees bent or on my side. And she just said, oh, well, she'd just fall asleep even quicker if she did that. But for me, that takes the pressure off my back more and it's more comfy. But that might be it might be helpful for you. But in relation to that, you know, I've had some clients like yourself who come back, many have come back okay in the new year after having a little holiday. And, you know, some clients have actually not made their class this week. Obviously won't say any names, of course, but they've lapsed for over 2 weeks in doing any practice, any recordings of the classes. And some of these clients, I'd actually got them from, they might have had multiple bulging discs when they started with a one-to-one program. I've got them actually pain-free, which has been incredible. And then doing their class, then promotion to class, and then daily practice. And then they've stopped doing it. And then they've then bent down. They've done some hoovering, which is pretty not great for the back anyway. And then bending, twisting, lifting up the dog bed, whatever, moving things around for cleaning. And they've been in agony. And unfortunate. And I have to say, I feel quite... I'm quite saddened that some clients are having to go through these vicious cycles, and other clients have come back. Okay, they haven't got stronger over the holidays, but they've come back okay. They haven't got, you know, extra symptoms or sciatica or anything, but they want to get back strengthening again. But as you say, it can be, these things can be prevented by, I think what I'm trying to say here is, if you have a back like myself that's had a lot of disc problems or road traffic accidents, and there's been a lot of past damage, some of us cannot afford not to practice on Christmas Day. And when I say practice on Christmas Day, I'm not saying do an hour or even half an hour, I'm saying do 6 minutes or at least a few minutes, and, you know, and over that whole period, because if we don't, we will often suffer, unfortunately. And some people, you know, who some of my in their 70s, 80s injury-free clients, they can get away with it. They don't like getting away with it because they feel better to do it, but they can get away with it. And I do my best to motivate everyone, but it doesn't always work.
No, and that's how this chat with us now came about, isn't it? Because, you know, I've been that person. I don't know if I have bulging discs or whatever, but I'm reaching an age where, you know, my ligaments, my joints, my bones are beginning to be affected, you know. And so I've got, you know, as we get older, we have to take greater care of ourselves, don't we?
We do. And, you know, we need to do more weights. We need to do more weight bearing. And they're all things obviously you can do in Pilates as well to support the body, support the bones. I'm reading a great book at the moment. I haven't got it with me. I'm trying to think, what's the title? It's like Walk Yourself Happy or something.
It's Julia Bradbury's book.
That's it. Julia Bradbury's book. You know, Walk Yourself Happy. That's not the exact title, but that's the gist of it. You'd be able to find it if you wanted to read it. It's a fantastic book. It isn't just about the walking, but, you know, she talks about the Pilates type exercise, the weight bearing, you know, and getting that fantastic balance, you know, because we've got to... And we also want to keep doing what we want, you know, want to enjoy. And you were also saying about sleep. So in today's meditation, we're actually going to be doing a sleep soundly meditation for you to help you sleep better.
I'll let you all know if I start to sleep more soundly.
I hope it helps you, Julie, but also obviously hope it helps you listening as well.
Absolutely, because the thing is, if we don't get, I talk about doing the basics, don't I? You know, when difficult things happen, for example, you know, that basic kind of watering, and it's eat, sleep, breathe, repeat. And sleep element, you know, if you're not getting enough sleep, or, you know, good quality sleep, you're not eating healthily, you're not breathing. I mean, one of the things we do in Pilates with you, you know, with mindfulness Pilates is, you know, very much, you know, breathing is one of the big elements, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that you advocate and get us doing. So important. And, you know, I've been very blessed, haven't I, really, over all these years that I've got you, you know, motivating me and getting me, just thriving, you know, within my body. Yeah, you know, I feel very fortunate. But, you know, and our mum, you know, she's 83. She won't mind us saying this to you.
Yeah.
She's amazing. I mean, amazing. Did she do three classes a week?
Yeah, she does three classes a week and she practices daily.
She
incorporates it into her lifestyle, and she does the breathing a lot. She does get stressed, so she does the breathing a lot as well.
Yeah. So, and also she probably won't mind us saying this either. She had an operation on her eye, didn't she? So she couldn't do do her classes. And actually I noticed a difference in her when I went down to see her with Roman. You know, she was finding it quite difficult to get up out of the chair. So it just shows, you know, you can have, you know, just a few days without doing sort of basic, particularly as, you know, talking about getting older. Usually I saw her this week and she's like a different, you know, she's like a little spring chicken, you know. Running about.
Because some people think that in the 80s, you know, some people are really unfit. And then you've got somebody like our mum, Chris, who works on her body every day. She swims every day. She goes in a sauna every day. She stretches in the sauna and mainly steam room every day. She does a three times a week Pilates. You know, before that, her balance was dodgy. Her hips were hurting. Her hips were weak. She wasn't having quality of life. She was acting like some people would expect an old person to be like. We don't have to be like that. We can get stronger and fitter every week and month and decade, not weaker. And that is a very, very bad myth we need to bust on this podcast. I'm starting a chair Pilates class next week for sitting and standing, and that's obviously going to really help all ages that want to come to it get stronger as well.
And you know, I think I mentioned to you, I've got somebody that I want to recommend that to. I must do that, because, you know, it's quality of life. You know, we only get one life, don't we? You know, and you know, it's making the most of it. It's making sure that, you know, we do as much as we possibly can to make sure that we, you know, our bodies, our minds are, you know, are feeling good, because, you know, we have things that happen in life that we need to be strong for. As well as just day to day, you know, just day to day.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to pick a positive affirmation card before the meditation today. So the affirmation of the day from Happy and Calm Card is, this is for you on the podcast.
Ooh.
Be yourself. So I would like you to think of, when you're listening to this today, think about, what does this mean to you today? Or you could journal for 1 minute of what this means to you today. Or you can talk with someone of what it means to you. Julie, what does it mean to you today?
Well, it's very relevant to me today, actually, because just this week, I have started to, it's a bit bizarre this, and many people won't quite perhaps understand what I'm talking about, but I've started, I think you will, I'm starting to reconnect with my brand, my original brand, which was Changes Forever, which is my company. And what I was finding all those years ago was that I started off as just me, and then it was becoming something greater than me, Changes Forever. And yeah, and then I had some really difficult things happen, and I had to put Changes Forever on hold, make it dormant. And actually, just this week, 11 years on, I've started to kind of reconnect with that logo, with that brand. And actually, I've got it here, it's a little house with a heart in the middle of it, and hearts coming out the chimney. And, you know, I work with people who've been through quite difficult and sometimes traumatic life change, and when life has changed forever, and whatever that might be. But I help people to, you know, find that joy and happiness again. Yeah, and to reconnect with that little house is quite special for me. So, but it's being myself by talking about that, you know. So that's what that means to me today.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Mine is be yourself, and I'm enjoying being myself, and also, you know, sharing about our new books and things like that. I'll probably share a little bit more at the end of today's interview about that. We're just heading over into the sleep soundly meditation now. So I really hope that you enjoy this. You can do this sitting or lying down or cozy in bed, up to you. Welcome to today's sleep soundly meditation. This is for you to help you sleep soundly. So you can do this sitting or lying down or cozy in bed, and you're going to close your eyes. Make yourself as comfy as possible, and then you're going to close your eyes and breathe and relax, and just let your tummy rise and fall. And you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth to start with. You're going to breathe in for a count of two and out for a count of four, relax. And again, in for two, out for four, relax. And let your tummy rise and fall with the relaxation abdominal breathing. Breathe and relax. In for two, out for four. This is really calming on the body and the mind and the nervous system. In for two, out for four, relax. One more. In for two, out for four, relax. And breathe and relax. Either keep this breathing going, or you're going to now do some more in and out through your nose. It's really important to do nose breathing at bedtime, because ideally we want to have our mouth closed and really calm as we drift off to sleep. So it's now in and out through the nose, in for two, out for four, relax. And just notice how the out breath feels and sounds. Let it become really calm and relaxing. And you can take yourself back to this feeling and sound anytime you like, when you want to take in a moment of calm. In for two, out for four, relax. And again, in for two, out for four. Relaxing your head, neck and shoulders, your back, hips and thighs, your arms, hands, thumbs and fingers as you scan through your body, relaxing through your back, your buttocks, your legs, feet and toes. In for two, out for four, relax. Tummy rising and falling like the waves of the sea. Keep the breathing going. I sleep well. I love going to bed and getting lots of sleep for me. I sleep well. I love going to bed and getting lots of sleep for me. I sleep well. I sleep soundly. I love going to bed and getting lots of sleep for me. Breathe and relax. In for two and out for four, relax. Allowing your mind to calm and relax, building your calm, your inner strength and your resilience, preparing your body and mind to sleep soundly and peacefully. All you have to do now is allow your body to relax, warm, heavy and relaxed. Warm, heavy and relaxed as you take one more breath in and out. As you drift off to sleep. Sleep well, and sending you lots and lots of love. So welcome back after today's sleep soundly meditation. How do you feel afterwards? It's a bit late to say it, but don't do it whilst you're driving. Make sure you're stationary. But I hope you find that really useful, and perhaps enjoy that before, after a nice cozy bath, or before you go to sleep, or enjoy any time you'd like to deeply relax. It's also breathing that you can use practically. You can use this breathing to calm the mind, calm the nervous system. Exhaling longer than you inhale is very calming on the body and mind, of the breathing in for two and out for four. And you can even do this breathing on a walk with your eyes open. It's beautiful as well. If you're very stressed, I actually used it in Paris. I cycled for 7.5 kilometers on an electric bike. And at one point I got really anxious and stressed. I was really pleased overall. I could do it. It was great. I was with my son. But I froze at this massive junction with all the Paris, center of Paris traffic. And I got really anxious. It was a cycle lane.
Of course you would have got anxious. Oh, dear.
Anyway, so it was a bit too much traffic going on for me. I wanted to cross the road, not cycle along the cycle lane across this major traffic. So afterwards, I didn't stop the bike ride. Once I was across this junction, I was still very stressed. I was still very anxious. And I was feeling, I felt so upset that I started to cry. But I was like, come on, Bev, you've managed it so far. You can do this. And I just did the breathing on my bike. Off I went again. My son's off 30 miles an hour in front of me somewhere. And I did my breathing in for two, out for four on the bike. And I just gradually got myself back into a normal state. So that's another way you can do it, if you get anxious or stressed as well. So, so I hope that sort of tip helps you today. Julie's got to whiz off now, but are there any parting words you'd like to say about today's topic, Julie?
Well, first of all, find something that's going to, get your body moving if you're not doing any exercise, because, you know, if you're getting a bit older, and even if you're not, it's just so important, you know, to keep taking really good care of yourselves. And, you know, I highly recommend my sister. I've been doing Pilates with her for over 25 years now. And yeah, I feel very blessed, really. I feel very lucky. But yeah, just find what's going to suit you, what's going to help you and your body, and but do it regularly. Do not stop, because if you're already experiencing pain, it's likely it will come back if you don't, you know, do regular maintenance. It's like a car, you know.
Yeah, we need MOTs and services just like a car.
Yeah,
so true. You've got to put the petrol in, or the electric, hopefully,
oil. Or the oil. As
whatever.
In
oil.
My stepson exactly. Should have put the oil in the car.
Exactly. We have to do all these things. And do you think, Julie, after 25 years of me teaching, do you think you have finally cracked it and broken the vicious cycle of pain? Have you cracked it? You've come back injury free in the new year.
I think I might have, but I will always need reminding, and I won't ever give up doing Pilates. I won't stop class, because I think a lot of people do when they think that they're all right, and then you know, they slip back into old ways again. So I think that's my biggest thing, because I've done it myself. I mean, and I'm sure there'll be many people out there that have done it as well. But, you know, look at where you land up, and it lands up costing you a lot more. So, you know, in days off work, or trips to the osteopath, chiropractor, you know, and at worst, you know, an operation. So. Yeah. So on that happy note.
On that happy note, Julie, thank you so much for coming back as a guest today.
It's my pleasure.
All of Julie's details, julienew.co.uk, will be in the comments, and follow Julie on social media, because she is inspiring. Thank you so much, Julie. Lots of love.
And to you.
So I just want to say a big thank you to Julie for coming on as a guest today. It was great to have her. We've had several discussions about that topic, actually, and we thought it'd be good to actually voice it publicly for you on the podcast. And I've been thinking of ways as well how I can look after my clients more. But at the end of the day, it's self-responsibility, isn't it? Self-responsibility of what we do and don't do. And we all have lessons to learn in life. And I think physios, osteopaths, chiropractors probably see it a lot as well. Like when people are feeling better, they might then lapse on their exercises, and then there's a recurrence. And I'm so proud of Julie, though, that she, you know, has come back okay in the new year, and, you know, injury free in that pain free zone, working hard, which is really rewarding to see. And hopefully my teaching will educate my newer clients and older clients as well. And perhaps you as well on listening. To look after yourselves more. We all need to walk more as well, definitely. It's one of my goals. After I got back from Paris, it's lovely seeing just a quick update. So a quick friends, family, personal life update as well. I didn't get a chance to do that at the beginning today, as it's a guest week and Julie had to get going. So yeah, I had a really nice Christmas. How about you? I saw all the family and some friends, which was nice. But for me, I need rest as well. So it was nice to also get back to Dorset and have a rest. And it was gorgeous going to the sauna on the beach on New Year's Day with friends. That was just a really tranquil and peaceful and friendly and happy way to start the new year. Yeah, it was really, really nice. And then off to Paris. I went with my son to Paris. We had a few days there, and I have celiac disease, actually, so I can't eat wheat. So it was really such a treat to go to these patisseries that had gluten-free everything, gluten-free croissants and gluten-free cafe eclairs and things. It was a real treat. I do eat healthily most of the time, but I like treats as well. Big fan of vegan chocolate, actually, because they have the kind of more sugar-free with coconut sugar type chocolate. But in Paris, that was so nice. I've told you about the cycling episode. Let me share this podcast if you think it could help somebody else with their stress levels or anxiety as well. And let me know if it helps at all with the sleep side of things. So that was that. And then after that, I wasn't very well, actually, when I got back. Somebody was coughing all over me at the Eurostar waiting room, and I was like, oh no. I caught some bug or other. So today is the first day I felt me again. It's been a bit of a struggle to work this week, actually, and we've had another book deadline, and I must just share with you, actually. So our book, I say our because it's mine and my co-author Janie Lee Grace's book, Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Lawyers, literally came out end of last year. And then our book for nurses is out next week, hot off the press. Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses. It's got a lovely pink colour cover. And then the one for teachers, that comes out in February. Oh my goodness, that's got a beautiful yellow cover. And I actually taught a secondary school teachers and their support staff this week, a London secondary school, on their staff training day. I was part of that teaching the teachers and support staff with their stress management wellbeing session for better mental health and wellbeing, stress to calm tools, teaching the team, the teachers. So that went really well. Maybe share a little testimonial with you another month on that. Another week. But that was a different side of my teaching. So, yeah, I do work with schools now. Schools and their staff and teachers, as well as, of course, corporate and lawyers, law firms. So I'll keep you posted on when the launch is going to be. Several Waterstones, as I've mentioned before, are going to be stocking the book. But, yeah, I'll keep you... we'll be making an announcement as soon as we've got details on book launch. But yeah, I hope you found it useful, today's podcast. Sending you lots and lots of love, and have a good week. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom Studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.